Tuesday night. I don't know what it is. The end of Adar Beis, Tav Shinayin Dalet. Okay, couple halachas of Sheva Brachas. First of all, there's no chiyuv to make Sheva Brachas every day. Please tell that to everybody.
Too late.
And no, really, there's no chiyuv. The din of Sheva Brachas is if there happens to be 10 people by a suda that's made, the cover the chasim kala, and there's 10 people, so you make Sheva Brachas. But there's no din to make Sheva Brachas.
But if you have 10, you're mechuyev to make.
Yeah. You're mechuyev to say the Sheva Brachas over a kos of yayin. But there's no chiyuv to make Sheva Brachas. Now, the minig is to make every day. And there's another minig that the parents go, if you find that person, just shoot him for me. Okay. That's one din. There's a minhag to have every day Sheva Brachas, and many times the last day is missed, especially in the summer, because they don't make Sheva Brachas. And then you, so in the summer you could have like the Sheva Brachas the day before could be before the night, you could miss the last day. And Adrabah, the last day is brought down that you should try to get. Is the more chosh of the Gemar, and you should try to have two su'udos with Sheva Brachas. Now, what's happening by Sheva Brachas is that you're being mevorech the chasen and the kala. Now, even though, obviously, the brachas are being mevorech Hashem, but just like when we say a bracha to Hashem, we want the against Shmonesu, you say bracha to Hashem, rofech alei amo Yisrael. So, we want baruch Hashem, and we, like it creates an overflow of Shefa, and we want that to extend to the Chole Amo Yisrael, that Hashem has the Rofei Choleis, so that Hashem should borech from the lesson of expansion. So here also, you're being borech the Chosin and the Kal. In fact, Aruch HaShulchan holds that everybody that goes to the Suda is mechuyev to the bench, the chasen and kala, and the pshat and panim chadosh, as the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, is that those people were not yet yotzei the mitzvah to be mevarech the chasen and the kala, so that then you're being motzi them by make. But the idea is that this is a bracha to the chasen and the kala. Now, panim chadosh, it's a little unclear, but lemaisa there have to be people that weren't there at the chuppah and also not there at the suuda. Night. Now, if someone pops in, let's say to say Mazel Tov, people pop in sometime to a chasana, and they're just there for a short time, that doesn't count, assuming they weren't there for the chuppah. But if they're there and they stay and they sit down, that's already, even if they didn't hear the Sheva Brachas of the benching at the chasana, but they partook of that su'uda, or they just sat down, it's not so clear that it would be panim chadoshes. The panim chadosh does not have to eat me'ikar hadin. They can just come, you know, but it's preferable, certainly, that they should wash or at least have mezonos. They can come at the end, you know, when people say come for dessert, you'll be panim chadoshes, so that's okay. The chosen does not get a bracha. The chosen should not make one of the sheva brachas. He shouldn't be given a bracha. He could bench, and as we saw by Shalshuras, he benched, right? But he doesn't get a sheva brachas. And if there's no minion, what? Yeah, I meant the brachas. The brachas of being mevorech the chasen and kala, so he's not mevorech himself. Since the concept is being mevorech the chasen and kala, so he's not mevorech himself. But he counts as part of the minion. And finally, if there's no minion or there's no ponim chadoshes, meaning no minion, but I don't know about Muzumin, but you make Ashabar, you make the Bracha Achrita. Just the Bracha Achrita. That's if there's no Panam Chadoshes or if there's no Minyan. I'm not sure if there has to be a Muzumin. I don't see why. But it has to be a Suda to cover the Chasan and Kala. And then you can say Ashabara if there's no Minyan or there's no Panam Chadoshes. Okay. So we're learning Chavis Halvavis, Shara Avis Hashem, Perik Zion. We're at the end, Mamish at the Perek. Vim ato ochi chafetz bechevrosom ulikones bekitosom. You want to become part of this group called Oave Hashem. Azov mosori olamcha, stop with the extraneous things, things that you don't need to live, that are just luxuries. V'hisale mehem, turn away from them, because the ava of olam hazeh will always come into conflict with the avas Hashem. So minimize. V'hoya mistapek b'mozon mehem, you take what you need. V'hagel atzucha lamod baladehem, and do without things you don't need. B'hokel torach iske olam yal nafshecha, minimize your Isaskus and Parnosa, just enough to earn to make ends meet, which is maybe a big proposition, but okay, that you have to do what you're supposed to do. Upnei libcha mehamik machshavtcha behem. Very interesting. He says, don't think about it though. Don't be always planning. You want to plan when you're going to learn that Tosfos, when you're going to learn another Chumash and Rashi, when you're going to learn Ramban. Don't your mind shouldn't be filled with your job. For roots bedvarim atzrichim lachom hem begufcha, taka, take care of things you have to take care of for your guf to survive. But it should be, this is very, very funny. This is very interesting. Lo bilvavcha v'rtzoncha. Your involvement in olam hazeh should not be willingly. It should be like you're drinking a bitter medicine. So what can you do? You have to drink it. Kishosa harafua hamora, Ashayishta also bepiv, but blow birtsono. You know, he doesn't want to be drinking this bitter medicine, but you know, you have to, what can you do? Vhumoishti osalatsmo. He really rejects the drinking. Umekel alatsmo sable mirus, and he has to be sable the bitterness, so that he shouldn't be ill. Litchosonezek meolam. Vhain tzorech, so too, shiye tzorche olam chobeinecha. That's how the tzorche olam should be. Everything should be, because you're forced into it, so you have to do it. But you shouldn't put yourself into it. Again, I have to, even though the Chavos HaLevavot says that, I assume if you're in a service industry, which really, maybe almost everybody is, like you're always doing something for people. That's what I, you know, maybe not a farmer. I don't know, you're always doing something for people. A doctor, certainly, or anybody that works is doing something for others. So why shouldn't he? I don't know, so to me, you could really turn it around that way and say that I'm doing something. And Chavos HaLevavot himself, in an earlier, in a Shaar HaBitachon, described working as contributing something, contributing to society. So why should you? I don't know, maybe you have to compartmentalize that mitzad zeh and achanami, you do it, but mitzad your involvement in olam hazeh, and you're, I don't know, he says, you think about it, you should always think how to do a better job. Everybody who works should be thinking about how to do better. So I'm not sure, maybe to advance, maybe, to get promoted, not, but to be better at what you're doing, l'chayri, you should always be thinking about that. So I'm not so sure to think about that. Okay.